There seemed to be a little bit of a disconnect between us and the officiating at sometimes. You know, we have a young team. Sometimes we get a little bit passionate out there, lose control of our sticks a little bit. So it's a part of maturing as a team.
Do you have to talk about it with the younger guys just to try and get this under control?
No, I guess. You know, I think it's discipline is always preached within our room. It's part of, you know, who we are. We try to play hard but play clean. Things are going to happen out there. So, you know, hopefully with maturity, you know, with more games played, you know, we'll be able to stay out of the box a little bit more.
I know you've tried to keep an even keel over the last 10 days or so, but just can you bring us inside the room what that maybe sense of relief or happiness was today coming into the rink after what happened yesterday?
Yeah, it helps to get a result. You know, hasn't gone the way we wanted it to. So, you know, yesterday was a good step in the right direction, and you know, hopefully we can kind of string a few together here.
How about today at practice, having a chance to see your good buddy out there and Brian Little?
Yeah, it's great getting him out there just for, you know, what he is in our room. You know, he's obviously creates a big hole when he's not in your lineup with, you know, he pretty much plays every facet of the game. So, you know, he and I have had some good moments together and look to continue on that.
With the big hole he leaves at the beginning, you know, bringing some of the young guys up, they did a really good job filling that hole. Do you think it's kind of worn on this team the further he's been, or the further you've gone along without him in the lineup?
Yeah, those guys have done a great job. You know, you call up young guys who weren't on your roster to start the year, and you give them a lot of responsibility. They did a great job. There's no question about that. And with that being said, Brian Little's Brian Little. You know, he's been kind of the number one guy here for a number of years, and you know, to have him and Scheif kind of 1A, you know, 1B, it makes us a lot tougher team to match up against.
He hasn't played a lot in even back going back to last year lately. How long do you think it's going to take for him to get back to full speed?
We'll find out, you know. Talk to him on the ice a little bit, you know. Let me go get the pucks on the forecheck. Let me try to do the dirty work, you know, win us as many pucks as we can. And from there, you know, try to just get comfortable. You're right, he hasn't played a lot of hockey. It's going to take him a little bit of time just to kind of regain his footing out there. But, you know, hopefully staff and I can help him, you know, regain some confidence pretty quick.
You mentioned what getting a win does for this team. What is seeing Brian that much closer to being back on the ice with you guys?
Yeah, it's important because he's such a big part of our team. You know, he's such a, you know, huge part of what we try to do. You know, I mentioned he plays every facet of the game. So if in fact he can come out tomorrow, it'll be great. You know, and if it's not tomorrow, hopefully it's soon. But he's you know, he has been a huge part of our group, and you know, I think you can't really appreciate what a guy means to you sometimes until they're gone. And you know, we've unfortunately been without him quite a bit lately, and you really miss having him.